From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. On the 19th day of airstrikes in Afghanistan, U.S. planes targeted Taliban positions both in the south of the country and in the north, where opposition forces are trying to wrest control of the city of Mazar-e-Sharif from the Taliban. Opposition forces in the north have their eye on the capital city, Kabul, as well. The U.S. action occurred as hundreds of Afghan exiles meeting in Peshawar, Pakistan, called for an end to the U.S. strikes and the creation of a broad-based government to replace the Taliban. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports now from Islamabad, Pakistan.
Taliban officials and local residents say the southern city of Kandahar was especially hard hit by U.S. airstrikes today. The Taliban also reported attacks in the western city of Herat and in the northern provinces of Balkh and Samangan. In Kandahar, the spiritual headquarters of the Taliban movement, which has been pounded repeatedly since the bombing began, Taliban officials say a U.S. bomb hit a bus filled with civilians and said an unspecified number of people were killed or wounded. Taliban casualty figures cannot be independently verified. UN officials here in Islamabad, however, say at least 9 people were killed and more than a dozen others injured earlier this week after U.S. planes dropped what UN officials believe to be cluster bombs on the village of Shaka Kala, near a military target outside of Herat. UN spokesperson Stephanie Bunker said 20 of the village's 45 houses were partially or totally destroyed, and that many unexploded bomblets remain on the ground in the village.
The people from there came to Herat bearing these objects and showed them to the mine action people there and said, "These are all over our town. People are too afraid to go outside of their houses. Please come."
Demining teams went to the village and sandbagged the bomblets to keep villagers away. The UN has also asked the U.S. for information on how to disarm the orange, coffee can-sized devices. The UN's Stephanie Bunker says most of the residents have now left the village rather than remain there with the unexploded ordnance. The Pentagon today confirmed it is using cluster bombs, but only, the Pentagon says, when they are the most effective weapon for the intended target. Outside the capital, Kabul, U.S. planes again hit Taliban positions along the front with the opposition Northern Alliance, but some opposition commanders are grumbling the U.S. is not doing enough. Many had been hoping the U.S. attacks would clear the way for them to take the capital. But the U.S. is wary of having the predominantly ethnic Tajik and Uzbek Northern Alliance take Kabul, preferring a more broad-based government to be set up before any attempt to occupy the capital. Here in Pakistan, Afghan tribal, religious, and mujahideen leaders today ended 2 days of meetings with a call for a grand council, or Loya Jirga, as an interim step towards establishing a broad-based government, and urged that exiled King Zahir Shah be given a prominent role. The ethnic Pashtun-dominated assembly also called on the U.S. to end its airstrikes soon and warned of a political vacuum should the Taliban fall before a new government is ready to take its place. The largely Pashtun assembly is also worried about the Northern Alliance taking power in Kabul, and today warned of more bloodshed and disorder if that happens. Political analyst and retired General Talat Masood says this warning illustrates the problem facing Afghanistan and the U.S. effort to topple the Taliban.
At the moment, Afghanistan is so fragmented. The Northern Alliance has its own agenda, and this Council of Elders, Pashtuns primarily, talked about unity. But in fact, they were not even represented by the representative of King Zahir Shah. So it only goes to show that his support is truly speaking not there. At least it's not visible.
The only Afghan group showing unity at the moment, says Talat Masood, is the Taliban. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Islamabad.